same backdrop.
Ladies and gentlemen, here at the MGM Grand, we go to the scorecard. We have a split decision. Jerry Roth scores the bout 116 to 112 for Hopkins. Dwayne Ford, 115-113 for Taylor. Paul Smith, 115-113 to the winner by split decision. And new undisputed middleweight champion of the world, the Pride of Little Rock, Arkansas, Jermaine Fed and Tedkins Hale.
All right, welcome back. Hour three. I'm sure. No, actually, I'm not. To say, you know, there are certain clips in the system that will never get old. That is one of them. And every time I hear that one, like the shot in the national championship game, you just get the tingles. It's good stuff. Jermaine Taylor, Patrick Burns join us in the zone today. Gentlemen, welcome back. We are fighting again.
Getting back with each other.
That's good.
Getting back in there, babe.
So it is in San Antonio. You fought all over the world. Is this first trip to San Antonio? Have you fought down there before?
I think this is my first time going to San Antonio.
Okay. Now, are you going to be able to – is there a Spurs game next week? I don't know if you guys get to go to a basketball game while you're down there.
It's in the
Alamo Dome, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure they have other things going down, Jeff.
They have other stuff happening down there?
Yeah, just a little bit.
You catch a ball game. All right.
So what – tell me about the fight, how it came about. It's a great card. And I guess it's a Showtime show, right?
Showtime.
Okay. So how'd the fight come about? And tell me about your opponent a little bit.
You know, I've been off about a year now. I've been looking for a fight. Call Al Haymon. Told him, hey, man, I need a fight. He made it happen, you know. And the guy I'm fighting, JC, good fighter, real strong. But I got to take care of business, you know. I miss boxing, been off for about a year. Man, I can't wait to get back in there. I'm itching.
Yeah.
You know? Got to get on back in there and beat somebody up.
When you fought last year, I mean, is this something that, I mean, we all kind of wonder, well, you know, is he going to fight again? What's the situation? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been a long layoff.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any doubts that you were going to get back in after the last fight?
I did. You know, after my last fight, it was a pretty much easy fight. But, you know, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I just stayed in the gym. I've been in the gym for this whole year, been training. I cannot wait to get back in this.
That's ring. Something you've, as you've gotten older, not that you're old, but I mean, as you've, older, you know, as you've gone further into your career though, something you've done a much better job of, would you say, as far as staying in shape in between?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You know, I
guess I should ask Pat.
I miss boxing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hungry again. You know, I love the sport and I just can't wait to get all back in now.
Yeah.
Get to fighting.
So, what's the plan? It sounds like this is going to be potentially a stepping stone. I mean, again, it's been a layoff, but potentially this could be leading to other big things, maybe.
Yeah. After this one, everything go right, God willing, up for a championship, and I will be 2-time 160 middleweight world champion.
Are you fighting at 160 in this one or 168?
164. Well, this fight is set for 164, but you know it's 160.
Okay.
You know, but I will be 2-time middleweight champion of the world.
That would be awesome. I like that.
3-time? Oh, look at him over here. I'm 50 years old.
Pat, what have you been doing?
Just staying busy with my kids and watching my son now play ball. He's up at Virginia Tech playing baseball. My daughter started college, and watching them go and staying on this kid's butt over here. Keep him doing his maintenance program. You see how good he looks.
Mm-hmm.
And
you working out with Ben?
Still working out with Ben Ferris up there at D1. Mm-hmm. Doing my thing up there.
Well, he will do it for you for
I'm
sure.
Warning. That man is a beast.
He is a beast. Where's your daughter, Pat?
She is scheduled to go to Florida State, but I'm trying not to have her go there. She was going to start in January, but right now she's in a junior college. She turned down like 25 offers to play soccer. She did just, I guess, got burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's in an honors program, so she's going to finish it there. And then I think she wants to go to Boston College, and with her GPA and her SATs, and she can get into almost any school she wants to.
Very
I would
good.
Imagine.
What's she going to study?
Well, she's leaning towards law, and I think I can never win an argument with her. So, you know,
do quite well then.
Yeah, she should do that or pre-med, one of the two.
And your son's still playing baseball for the Hokies?
Yeah, he's still doing really well.
That's good.
Hopefully, he gets a decent draft this year. And
he will. He's a hard worker, man.
Yeah, he's a hard worker.
I remember that kid was a little hit me in the stomach. You know, hey Ryan, come over here, man. Now he. 200 some pounds.
He's about 6'2 and a half, and he's 210 pounds, and you know, very, very strong.
What's he playing? What position?
Well, he went out of high school as a shortstop, but he was 5'10, 185 when he graduated from high school, and then he got redshirted his first year, which was the best thing that happened to him because he grew 4 inches and put on 20 pounds of muscle. So now he's playing third base. He plays right field, and then he's the backup shortstop, backup second baseman. They put him behind the plate, and he was a sixth-string catcher, and now he's the third-string catcher, but he starts at third base. So he can play any place, anything on the field, actually.
It's going to be versatile. Wow. Jermaine Taylor, Patrick Burns join us in the studio. Christina LaCure, Matty T here as well. Jermaine fighting next Saturday, a week from Saturday, on the 14th down in San Antonio. And this is a show, like I said, with various fights. Is your fight going to be televised as part of the card, or do we know?
We don't know until we get there.
Okay.
I know that there's three fights that are televised or that are recorded, and then I'm not sure the sequence.
I'm going to make sure that it's televised.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure.
That'll be good. Well, you can be very convincing.
Yeah.
Maybe a quick road trip down there. Then we can see it in person. That would be easier that way.
Come on down.
I love San Antonio. That's a great city.
It ain't far at all. What, about 11 hours?
Yeah, I did it in 10-something and change one time. We took the kids down on spring break. It was fun. So How's your family, Jermaine?
Everybody doing good. Don't forget about man Corey Tarbert over there. He's GM manager, you know.
Corey's a strong and silent type. He never chats, but you're welcome to grab a mic and come on, Corey, if you want. But
Everybody doing good, man. My wife doing good. Had a new little baby boy. He's 10 months.
Is that right? Okay.
Trying to walk. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, we finally had our little boy. Man, we got all those girls. Yeah, doing good.
What's his name?
His name is Jace.
Jace.
J-A-C-E, Jace.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got a buddy. One of my best friends has a son named Jace. That's cool.
Yeah.
So, I guess, what's the travel plan? What's your guys' schedule here the next 10 days or so?
My schedule is just to maintain my weight, to do a little sparring.
We're scheduled to leave on Tuesday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Jermaine sparred Friday and did
12 rounds. Kick some butt.
Yeah.
And you're training in Maumelle, right?
Yeah, I got my own little gym. You've been out there before, yeah.
Okay.
Same gym.
We've already sent a couple of sparring partners home due to injury or blocking punches with their face.
That jab is back.
Expect
to see it.
The jab is back.
And, that's good.
He had a great session. We had two fresh guys on him all the time on Friday, last Friday. And then now he'll finish up his sparring. This Friday will be his last day. And it's actually media day, and then everything starts to tone down. He's already, you can see how he looks right here. He looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. His weight is great. He's bought into a good maintenance program.
Took me a while, but you know, hey.
Diet.
Took me a long time.
So how do you stay at the exact same weight? How do you do that?
I just started this, okay? To be honest, eating right, you know, and just... trying to live right. Not so many beers. A little more lemonade.
A little more lemonade.
Yeah,
that's hard.
That's no sugar, though. You shouldn't just lemon water.
Water?
Lemon water. There's too much sugar in
the lemonade.
Please
have a little fun. Now.
Don't get her started on food. It's really annoying.
Okay.
Christina eats
gosh.
Like no other human on the planet.
She's good.
Yeah, it's bizarre. How close do you stay to your fighting weight?
I stay around 170. As long as I don't go over there, I'm fine.
Yeah, in the ballpark. Okay.
170.
Well, I'm excited. I'm hoping that it's going to be televised or that we can get a crew to go down there. That'd be fun. But definitely a title fight and potentially...
Sergio Martinez.
Yeah, and it would be where?
That would be great.
Well, Sergio's a champion. He's in Argentina. However, the money's much better in Las Vegas. So, but, you know, that's out of our hands. It's obviously they'll negotiate the best deal that they can. But I think Jermaine will jump on the plane and go to Argentina if need be.
I imagine he probably
would. The thing about boxing, all you got to do is win.
Yeah,
you know, you win. I've been doing this since I was 12.
The rest takes care of itself.
You know, yeah. Once you get back to winning, you don't care who it is.
What year is this for you as far as being a professional?
What, 12, 13?
12.
12?
12 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Long time.
It is.
You know?
It is. I was looking up your numbers today. 254 rounds boxed in your professional career, according to the information I got here on BoxRec this morning. Seems like a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's a lot of rounds.
A lot of punches.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of experience too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy he's fighting is no joke. He was an Olympian. He fought on the 96 Olympic teams, and he defected. I believe Cuba is where he defected from. So, you know,
I'm
the guy
him
can
back
fight
over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll want to go back home when I'm done with him.
I like it. You've never fought. You never fought in San Antonio, and I don't think you've ever fought in South America either, right?
No.
You have fought in Vegas, though.
I have fought in Vegas.
We would love to get you back in Vegas. Mm. So we're thinking awesome. Spring, if everything goes well this next weekend?
Well, when everything goes well, I will be getting back in the spring.
That's cool. What's the plans for the holidays? You guys hanging around here? I guess with a 10-month-old, you're probably not traveling too much.
Yeah, we ain't going to go too far.
I got you.
Chill.
I got you. Well, I'm excited for you, man. It's been a rough year for Razorback fans, and I think everybody considers you an adopted Razorback, and luckily you put the hog on the –
you better believe it.
Get the hog on the trunks this year and or through your career. You going to wear them again?
Always.
I like that.
I'm born and raised Razorback right down the street from here.
We need something positive. It's been a rough year.
I'm here.
Okay. That'll be our bowl game. That'll be good.
Okay.
We got to go to San Antonio. That would be fun. They have a bowl game down there. This will be more fun because we got a tie to it. So that would be cool. Well, lots of luck. So what's you done with, as far as the hard stuff goes? Is trying to maintain weight now?
No, he's got one more hard day Friday. And for the media people out there, they're invited. We're 11 o'clock in the Mom Elliott Jermaine's gym. And then he'll do his interviews and all that. And then we start toning it down and just light work, just maintain the weight. And then we're out of here. And before you know it, we'll be fighting.
Juan Carlos Candelo. It is a week from Saturday at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Part of a big card and... it's all on Showtime, so check it out. And Jermaine says he will be on. He's going to make it happen.
You better believe it.
All right.
Good luck.
Yes, very much. Appreciate
Thank
you guys
you so
coming
much.
Up, and we'll have a crew over with you guys on Friday as well, I believe. So,
okay.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
Sounds good. Thank you very
all
much.
All right, appreciate
Thanks,
you guys.
Okay.
Good luck to you. Good
Thanks.
Luck to you. We'll talk to you again soon, and happy holidays.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Appreciate you, Pat. Same to you and your family. 12:19. We'll take a quick timeout, come back again. Week from Saturday, Jermaine Taylor back in the ring. In San Antonio.
Come on, man. And with the look.